Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome to Spiritual Perceptions. This is Janet, and it's nice to be here on this November 15th, 2014. Me, myself, and I, we're all here. And did you ever wonder about just everything and anything, all the voices of reason in your head, the voice of conscience, the voice of angry thoughts? How about imagination? A whole show could be done on imagination. Alone, a whole show. What about me? Ever felt that way, like you've been left out? And everything, and then also seeing in yourself and others, if we're observing ourselves, you have to catch yourself because you will not believe this. Ever felt that it's all about you? Things are passing over you and everyone else seems to be getting things and you're not receiving anything. These thoughts come into our mind and they're different voices of reason, and it's like me, what about me? Why am I being left out? I could represent your accomplishments, and for tonight's show I represent the sacred self. And also, for definition purposes only, that me equals the emotions, myself is the worker, the deed doer, I is the accomplishment, and the spiritual I, for the sake of our discussion tonight. So all these voices come into us, and the battlefield is in our mind. And like I said, imaginations. But everything begins with a thought. You know, you can't be tempted with anything unless you think about it first. And, you know, so everything begins with a thought. And our thoughts help us process the way we speak. In James chapter 1, verse 26, the scripture says that a man's religion is in vain if he can't bridle his tongue. And if we can bridle our tongue, then we can control our body. And that's quite a task. In Proverbs, it tells us that life and death is in the tongue. So what we speak over ourselves, we create. We are told this, and we can actually observe it. I've actually observed something that I just created by my thoughts and speaking over myself recently. And it was a huge learning lesson, but that's the only way we can learn sometimes. So if we can bridle our tongue, we can master the body. And James chapter 1 and chapter 2 talks a lot about the tongue, and also talks about how hard it is to tame it. So we have to realize that all the voices of reasons, it's the Nine of Swords and the Tarot cards, and it talks about having a hard time moving or making decisions or moving forward on something because of all those voices of reason. And the biggest one, the granddaddy of them all, is fear. Fear drives us emotionally and cripples us and it makes us feel stuck. So we have to become aware that fear is not from God. And when you're feeling it, it's a signal to stop, find your center, pray, connect to your spirit. Your spirit has everything that you need or could desire for this life, and it's all in there, and all we need to do is access it. How do we access it? By our faith. So we know that thoughts start the process, and then what we speak over ourselves is what we manifest. And it talks in scripture about the Wheel of Life, which is the destiny card in the Wheel of Fortune in the tarot deck, and how a negative response can turn that wheel, so it can affect your new beginnings. You know, can affect what is going to come to you. And so we need to realize that whatever that forbidden fruit was, and we really don't know whether it was an apple, pomegranate, or especially we don't know all the side effects. We see the results of sin, but we don't know the potency, the duration. Only God had to negate that by the blood of Jesus. And I used to often wonder, why did this have to be so drastic? But look at all the violence that's going on in the world. And so we don't know, like I said, we don't know the potency or the duration of that. But born-again believers, there are three distinct processes. One is symbolic of Egypt, which is slavery, being bound to something. Or, you know, we're a slave to debt. We're a slave to things that we have to pay. But what consists of Egypt is poverty, bondage, and that's symbolic that Jesus delivers us from that. But between getting into the promises of God, between that is the wilderness experience and the valley. And the valley is symbolic of depression. And there's a story in Ezekiel about the valley of dry bones. And Ezekiel said God took him there in the spirit, and he told him to go all the way around him. And those are people that couldn't get out, to symbolize how hard it is to get out of depression. So one of the things I'd like to stop right now and announce that the next show will be on December the 13th, and we're very lucky to have Julie Johnson join us, who is a therapist, and people can call in. You don't have to identify yourself. I won't identify you. And it'll be safe and ask any kind of question. Now, she can't diagnose in one radio show or solve, you know, there's many, many sessions are required sometimes to find out and get to the root of the problem. But she is very skilled with PTSD and trauma. And so you can find her, all lowercase, Julie, J-U-L-I-E, Johnson, J-O-H-N-S-O-N, ICPC.com. And our show next time will be Troubled Minds, and she'll be joining us, and I hope that you, all of our listeners, will be pleased to join us. So it looks like we have a caller here with a question, so I'm going to answer that.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hi. I just have a question.
Okay.
I'm facing a landlord who is a little on the wicked side. He had me evicted over some really improper things that he was doing, and I just wanted to get a sense from you as to how you feel my housing situation will go by the end of this month. If you feel I'll find a decent place, and how you feel the hearings coming up will go regarding this man, who's
okay.
The landlord.
Yeah, people. Unfortunately, we all have issues, but people get kind of funny, some of them.
They sure do.
This is there's going to be a reversal of a bad trend. This is a bad trend for you.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to overcome this. You know, so obviously you'll have time to move, and it shows you leaving.
Do you see me actually getting a good place? Because he actually cost me my job as well, so I'm not sure if I'm even going to be able to afford it unless some other money comes in from other sources.
Well, okay, remember I said the first card says a reversal of a bad trend. You've been in a bad trend, so that's all going to revert. You're leaving, and all the suffering is going to be over, a lot of it mental suffering, and you have a new beginning with a better job. And this occurs here in the next, in between now and the end of the year. By the December, this should be all over with.
Oh, fantastic. I know I have to move out at the end of this month. Do you feel I will be able to find a place before then? Or
absolutely. And, you know, God knows who I'm talking to. It's not necessarily anybody else knows, but you will be in our church prayers. But it's indicating that this is all going to formulate. You know,
that's
a lot of people. See, right now we're being affected by the fact that Mercury and Mars, Mercury moved, and they've been infecting it, moves into Scorpio, and it's bringing up deep issues, and it's making us confront things that we need to change. And the thing is, there's a lot of healing there if people will accept that healing can come as a result. The bad experiences that we've been, has been very planetary, and it's like we can't end this year with these hang-ups or these problems or these issues. We're being forced to make a step, basically.
That's correct. And with these hearings that are coming up, like next at the end of at the beginning of next month, you see like that would also be part of the reversal. It's not going to be more devastation that he's going to inflict upon me.
Well, I don't think he's going to get away with that. I actually have fairness, okay? And he's probably going to reveal himself. Mm-hmm. You know, it's probably a trigger, you know, something that's triggered in him to make him act this way. But it's about, you know, he's an unhappy person, looks like, right now. And he feels he's gonna lose. And there's possibility that he will lose. I mean, it'll be fair. Let's put it that way. It'll be very fair. And you will have time to leave. And you will have a place to go.
That's good. And I won't have any like bad repercussions to my reputation or anything that you see coming out of this as a result of what he's doing.
He is trying to do that. But no, you'll be victorious over it. I have the Six of Wands, which is a personal victory. So praise
Wonderful.
God.
Thank you so much. Praise
You're
God for that. Okay,
yes.
Take care.
Thank you. Hello?
Hi, Janet?
Yes.
I have a question.
Okay.
There's things that have been going on, you know, with the earthquakes lately over here. And a lot of things are coming up. My son's been found underneath the bridge, and he had a place to go in a group home, and he was supposed to come back. But I'm worried about his future. Can you tell me what it says about it, about him?
Okay. All right, I have a lot of mental struggle with him. You know, he's disappointed with his life, and he feels removed. He feels removed from his family, and he feels separation. He's very unhappy. There's a lot of grief here. And this will end there's imperfections still. You know, he's just brokenhearted. He just is very brokenhearted.
Yeah.
Very
I
much
know,
afraid. He needs a lot. He needs some help here. He needs someone with skill to help him overcome this.
Yeah, I don't know.
He's got some psychological battles, really.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to fight for what you can get as far as help.
Yeah.
You need to go to the appropriate agencies and just keep the stunt.
Until
somebody helps you. And again, okay. I know who this is, and I know who your son is, and he will be in our prayers.
Okay, that's good. Can I ask one more question?
Okay.
While we're on the phone. Can you tell me what's coming up with some people that come in and out of my life?
Okay. Well, the first card is Judgment. Mm-hmm. And like I said, with the planets that have been affecting us, we're going from the things that we're bound to. And that keep us, like poverty, that keep us down. And in order to get to the promises of God, we have to go through what's called a wilderness experience, which was the story of the mm-hmm. Israelites going around the same mountain for 40 years. We can't keep doing the same things over and over again and expecting a different result. We have to take control of our thought life. We have to, and we as women especially, have to take control of our emotions and master them. And if we don't master them, they master us. They run us. We became emotionally driven people from the garden, from our pristine parents' Garden of Eden. You know, and like all nations, God loves all nations, and He will bless all nations. He created all nations, and He will bless them. But we have to not have hatred in our heart, and we have to understand that when we focus on the problem, we're not focusing on a solution. We have to focus more on a solution than the problem, and not let the problem get us down. And some of these people that come in and out are drag you down.
Yeah, well, I wonder about some people. I don't quite understand things, but there's good things that happen too.
Good
with my family.
You need to understand that it's our response. Jesus said, "In this world you'll have trouble, but be of good cheer, for He overcame the world." So He's telling us that we're going to face things. It's not going to be, you know. God wants to give us abundant life, but even if the abundant life happened tomorrow, what would happen with all the people that would be jealous that all of a sudden you had everything you needed and you were happy, and it would be, see, those are the kinds of things that come. But it's our response to that. It's what we say that affects our destiny. We affect our destiny by what we speak over ourselves.
Yeah, but it seems like there's some negative forces even to go see the
dentist. Oh, yeah, they're going around. yeah, the dark forces are heavy right now. The dark forces, and that's why we need to hold on to our spirituality. Well, anyway, I have another caller. I thank you for calling, and you'll be in my prayers.
Okay.
Bye.
Talk to you later. Bye.
Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Hi.
Hi. Hi. I was just calling because, can you hear me?
Uh-huh.
Okay. I was just calling because I have a situation that's sort of been sort of moving around my mind for quite a few months, and I realize it's actually been years, that I've had this guy that I thought we made friends and we were writing back and forth, and it was really nice, and there might have been romantic inclinations, but at this point I'm not so much interested in that. But the last time I saw him, he said, "Oh, you're not even here to see me." I was visiting another country. He said, "You're not even here to see me. You're here to see other people." And he refused to give me his contact information, even though I gave him mine. And then he looked like I was sad to leave. And then I never heard from him again. And I was just wondering about your opinion. Do you think the dark forces are affecting him? Or do you think he feels negatively toward me and I should just stop trying to get in touch with him?
Okay, let's look at this. I almost feel like, you know how some people get right on the edge of success and then fear overtakes them and they lose their opportunity. And the same thing happens with love. You know, people get afraid of being hurt, you know, because when you love someone, you become vulnerable to that person. You can be hurt. And people fear being hurt sometimes. They'll run first.
Yeah.
They'll run first. And I feel like that he is embarrassed about something.
With me?
And, and he fears being vulnerable. And he's pulled back just a little bit. But I also see that it's his own inability to realize that this could happen. I think fear is the culprit here.
Okay. Well, I tried to get in touch with him just by writing on his Facebook wall, since I don't have his contact information.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm starting to feel, I feel embarrassed myself, because I feel like he's not really famous, but he's kind of in the public eye. I feel like he's just treating me like a groupie, that I can't reach him. It's very frustrating, and that, I'm starting to feel bad about myself because I feel rejected.
Well, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And you know, those feelings are genuine. I mean, they're they're genuine, they're real, and see, and now that we've, that Mercury's entered Scorpio, there's no way that you're not going to face this, you know. And this is going on here until probably the first part of December. So you need to not do anything.
Okay.
And just step back, because he's going through, this is his own internal battle. But actually on the end, I see him kind of bribing you, trying to make up for this. So yes, make him think you've stepped away, and by, you know, women's powers in our silence, although that's the absolute opposite of what we want to do emotionally. And, you know, we want to talk. God told me that women were fiery, singing, speaking spirits, and we are definitely fiery. And so we have to step back sometimes and control that fire. You know, it's just fire's our best friend, but you got to respect it. It can, you know, that's what the Bible says, the tongue is fire. You know, you can build up something, and it talks about building a forest, which takes years to build. But a good relationship takes time to build. It can be destroyed in a matter of seconds with the tongue, by speaking evil or making someone's fear come true or rejecting them. Or just, so we have to realize how powerful our words are.
Okay.
But I think your power's in your silence here. If you withdraw, that he'll show up within 6 days.
Okay.
Thank
Great.
You.
Thank you.
I know.
Take care. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
So we can see me, myself, and I. Sometimes me will answer out of feeling overwhelmed, you know, and we will speak up. And that's me, is that protective, don't hurt me, don't leave me. So we have to understand ourselves, and we certainly have to observe ourselves. But as far as God is concerned, 3 John 2, the words of the Lord, beloved, he calls us beloved. I wish above all things, above everything, that you be in health, so he doesn't want us sick, and that we prosper. And that doesn't mean just money. I mean, money's part of it, but that's in every area of your life, as your soul prospers. And how does your soul prosper? When you renew your mind. And in order to get through this time of sorrows that is in the world, we must renew our mind. And renewing your mind's not just a one-time experience. It's a lifetime process, kind of like recovery. It's a lifetime process. And so don't give up out there, and hang in there.
Okay, I have another caller here.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi. Hi, Jenna. How are you? I'm good.
Good.
What
can I do for you?
Okay. When you were talking about, when you were talking originally, you said things always pass over me. Well, that's what I feel my life is. It's like everything passes over me and everybody else gets things. And I seem to be struggling all the time in my life.
Okay, well, we need to change that. You can change that by realizing that this happens. You know, it happens, but when you actually see somebody else blessed, It used in the metaphysical world, in God's world, it means that you're next. You be happy for that person, and and bless them, and then it comes to you next. And it may be something to do with your karma, and I will look at that. I've got karma cards right here, because whatever it is, we need to understand. You know, in Micah, God's word says his people perish from lack of knowledge. So we need to find out what it is that you need to understand, because understanding elevates you.
Okay.
Understanding is like a big relief. You know, and it's no longer a question of why something has happened. So let me look at this. It may be a karmic thing that you need to master. And you want to master by the close of this year. We want to get ready for Jubilee next year. No, it comes once every 50 years, and we want to be ready to receive that. It's a good one.
Okay.
Okay, it is karmic. It has something to do with the South Node. North Node
south
and South
Node?
North, yeah, which is in the heavens. And you have met two people in this lifetime who are now in the spirit world that are remembering you, and now is the time for this to change. It has to do with another lifetime or a period of your life where you were being I'm in control, and we weren't helping with resources to other people. So that's been lifted now, and that should change. And Mercury's affecting you right now. It's causing you to analyze what you did and came up with this. And now that you faced it, you can speak to it to be gone. You understand it. You understand that maybe there was a period of time where I know. You know, poverty causes all kinds of things. I have a disabled daughter here, and she has a behavior of stealing food. And guess how that came? Because I can prove on paper that they starved her for a year. So she's got this. Yeah. So she's got this survival mode thing about, well, this isn't going to happen to me again. So I'm gonna stash this food. And being traumatized, and you were traumatized too. And so, but that's all coming out now, and, you know, you need to exercise your willpower. When those thoughts come, take them captive and go, no. The Bible says in Philippians 4:19 that my God shall supply all my needs according to his, I'm not listening to that. And it's the enemy of your soul trying to keep you stuck in poverty by making you think that you're not worthy, or you're not going to get, or it's not going to happen for you. And I'm here to tell you that it can happen for you over the next 2 months.
Wonderful.
Okay?
Thank you so much. You have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
So if we wish to improve our life, like I said, renewing your mind, you need to take negative thoughts captive. Satan was defeated 2,000 years ago, but the only thing he can do is offer a suggestion. You know, right now, the media is carrying on, and there are earthquakes happening, there are things happening, and the reality is that the world is going to change. It can't go on longer. We're being shown signs from heaven with the blood moons, and we just had one, and we have another one coming in 2015. So 2015 starts Jubilee, which is every 50 years. And then September of this year, we entered a Shemitah, which is where if you put God first, you won't be affected, but bad things will happen. So we need to be on top of it by working on ourselves, going through the process, and trusting the Holy Spirit to teach us. But if you renew your mind, and fear will leave, perfect love casts out fear. So keep your eyes focused on the fact that what Jesus did do for you, what he went through for you, and don't listen to thoughts of failure and defeat, because we are going to have jubilee. Believers are going to have jubilee. Okay, I have another caller here. Hello? Hello? Okay. Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Hi. How are you today?
Yeah, I'm fine, thank you.
Good, thanks. Yeah, I was just wondering what you might see coming up for me.
Okay. Let's look at a couple of things here.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Release from bondage. Praise the Lord. You know, you are going to throw off the shackles, and you've been in the shackles for a while. You know, when you you were forced to leave where you were at, and then you were forced to, and you were thrown into a karmic situation. But you're beginning to understand, and you need to keep reaching towards enlightenment and realize that you're going to have personal victory over this. And you know, you got people that care about you, so you need to persevere and keep up the effort that you are doing to working on yourself. And I know you're tired. I got the card of weariness, but you will see a breakthrough here.
Oh,
and
that's
before the end of this year. We can't end this year being the same people. We really need to work hard at reaching out, because this jubilee is fabulous. Things going around in the world may not be so fabulous, but this jubilee coming up is going to be very fabulous. And you know, the enemy doesn't want you to believe that. The enemy is striking out very hard because of the signs that are in the heavens, the blood moons that are happening. The fact that all these things are happening on feast days, these blood moons, so definitely a sign from heaven. And the scripture says in the last day there will be signs from heaven. So I know things in the world look scary, but they're real. They're real. There's just things that are just so complicated in the government and in the world right now. It's just, we really need to keep our focus on the Lord.
Right.
Does that answer your question?
Yes, thank you. Sounds good.
Thank you. Cool.
Thank you. God bless. Okay.
Okay. So, again, we're in the, officially in the winter season now, and, you know, the sun is not as bright, and we have a tendency to get a little depressed because we're not. So we need to take our D3, and we need to get out there and walk. And it's kind of hard to walk in the snow sometimes, but a treadmill would be nice. But we need. It's proven that the more exercise you do, the better it fights depression. So. And renew your mind. That is the most important thing. Okay, I'm going to give you some information where to get a hold of me if you need readings. And that would be at Daisy, Daisey, 644478 on Keen.com. Or you can reach me at Janet Thornburg on Facebook.com. And I truly hope that... if you do have, you're struggling with something, the scripture says to seek counsel. So I'll be more than happy to help you. But if you're dealing with something personal, I really hope that people will call in next week and take advantage of this educated expert we're going to have on. And, you know, she seems to be a very spiritual person. I've known her for a while now, and I'm delighted to have her. And it's a perfect time to get a little help, you know, especially if you don't have any money, because those people, God bless them, they deserve it and they earn it. Are expensive. So you take advantage, and December the 13th at the same time. So, okay, we have another caller here. Hello? Hello? Okay. Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm doing fine. What can I do for you?
I'd like to see what you see coming for me in the next 3 months.
Okay. Well, feeling uncertain is leaving, which is good, because when we're uncertain, it's like sitting on a fence post, and the hangman is a card in the tarot. It shows just in a whirlwind, can't make, just frozen, can't make a move. So that's leaving, you know. And are any feelings of defeat, that's all leaving, and they've been there. There's actually money coming to you.
Okay.
Also, material gain at your work, higher position, and maybe learning a new skill. Love is coming into your life, even though it's been unsatisfactory up to this time. And just that the right thing is finally happening. She's going to be very smart. Very smart.
Okay.
And very sweet. That helps.
That's good to hear. Yes, that's a whole lot. That makes difference.
Well, thank you for calling.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
I'd like to take a moment. Father God, I praise you and thank you for your unconditional love and mercy and grace towards us. We praise you for your mercy, which is fresh every morning. We praise you for your grace through Jesus Christ, which endures forever. There's nothing that we can do to stop you from loving us. The blood of Jesus covers us and redeems us and is the power behind our transformation. Our part is to renew our minds, and I pray that you will bless and answer each person that called. And I thank you for this opportunity to share your love with everyone in Jesus' name. Okay. So what we really need to do is persevere. Don't give up. Remember that God loves you. And remember that fear is such a blocker. There's so many scripture that says, fear not, don't be afraid, no anxious thoughts. This is the enemy, and that's what he uses. He uses those tools to, you know, absolutely freeze us. So we will just get counsel when that happens, but take those thoughts captive, replace it with positive affirmations. I'm particularly impressed with Pastor Gregory Dickow and his lasting change 40-day fast, and I'd like to share one with you from his book called Lasting Change from the Inside Out. I think this man is very brilliant and is preaching the truth. I'm very, very, very happy with Joel Osteen and Creflo Dollar. I feel that these ministers are really teaching the truth these days that we need, and in knowing that God loves us unconditionally. He bought us with his, sealed it with the blood of his son. So I really think that we need to work on ourselves for these areas, and it reverses them. And it's like in Pastor Dickell's Lasting Change, I'm afraid. And fear is at the root of just about every negative thing that happens in your life. We're afraid of failing, falling, afraid of being alone, rejected. We're afraid of running out of money, afraid that people will let us down, that we won't find the right job, the right person in our life, and the list goes on. All fear is rooted in the core belief that God's word or God won't work for us. And God works for us when we rest in Him. When we rest at peace that it, and trust Him tremendously, like Abraham did, you know, people, David. So we need to meditate on the fact that God's word is true, and we have to consider His track record. If you if you're a person of the Bible, you'll see that He fulfills His promises. In fact, He gave 1,000 promises, and not one of them has failed in the Old Testament. And He's given us over 7,000 promises. There's promises of protection. There's promises to deliver you from tragedy. There's promises to supply your needs. And that's what you need to hold on to. And you need to know that God's word is true whether you feel it or not. And you must realize that He's the one thing that will never fail, that will never fail you. People will fail you, whether it's intentional or unintentional. You know, it's just sometimes people say things, but, you know, you can make a mistake, but you don't need to be a mistake. And they don't intend to, but things happen around them that interferes with them being able to succeed. So I hope that you will join us on December 13th at the same time, 2 o'clock. I hope everybody has a happy Thanksgiving. You know, I like Thanksgiving because it kind of tells people to be thankful. And I think we should look for things to be thankful for all the time. There's something very powerful in being grateful. You know, like I said, complaining and murmuring, the scripture calls it the valley of Baca. Baca means a moaning or mourning about something, or, you know, moaning about something. And those things keep us stuck. And I'm not saying that you don't have a right to feel something and express it, but I mean just constantly complaining. Complaining takes the ground out from under you. It really does. So we need to shift our focus off the problem and focus on praising God, and praise moves mountains. I'd like for everybody just to do a little week exercise. Before you get up and put your feet on the floor every morning, just say, I love you, God. I love you, Father. I love you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Something of gratitude and praise, and praise you. And just see it. That's how we pray without ceasing, is to talk to God as if he is with you. We're two or more gathered, and we're not forsaking the gathering of ourselves on these radio shows. So we're actually gathering ourselves. And so we thank you that you are a part of it. And remember, praise moves mountains. And I thank you for all my callers. I thank you for everybody that is participating in the shows. Hope everyone has a safe and happy Thanksgiving. And be safe until the next time we meet again. And I'm looking forward to Julie joining us on the show on December 13th. God bless everybody, and thank you for calling.